This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Headline, Wall Street Journal. Harvard has trained so many Chinese communist officials, they call it their party school. As in, not party, but like party. Chinese communist party. U.S. schools and one prestigious institution in particular have long offered up-and-coming Chinese Communist Party officials a place to study. Governance. Oh, this is fabulous. Like, wow, we're communists. Where can we send our future party leaders to learn how to be communists? Here in communist China? No, we'll send them to Harvard, because of course. Meanwhile, you know how the media reported as if fact, including, by the way, NPR and PBS, who hopefully will be defunded this week by the Republicans in Congress. NPR and PBS reported as if fact that Elon Musk was, in fact, a Nazi. Why? Because he put his hand to his chest and then put his hand out, which, as we know, is just what these Republican Nazis do when they're signaling their secret signals to each other. Right? And you can tell by looking at them that they are in fact Nazis. Okay. Well, this weekend, Cory Booker, Democrat, potential presidential candidate, party leader, and I've got this up on my X feed, did exactly the same thing Elon Musk did. We were all assured for like a week by the mainstream media, i.e. the Democrats, that he was, in fact, a Nazi. This was confirmation of it. It was all you needed to see. Well, I welcome you to go on my X feed and take a look at the Nazi salute being done by Cory Booker. Side by side. It's really quite remarkable. So just us letting everyone know this morning, by Democrat standards, Cory Booker is, in fact, a Nazi. It is true. It is factual. It is undeniable. And look, I don't make the rule book. They do. So it's good to know. Nazi leadership. There we go. Of course, mainstream media with Booker doing the exact same salute as Elon Musk is now actually outraged at Republicans for suggesting that it was a Nazi salute, even though they could tell by looking at Musk that his was in fact real and Booker's is not. Special superpowers you have if you're in the mainstream media. These people are ridiculous. Okay. Meanwhile, this went viral over the weekend. Bono, you know that guy, U2, In the Name of Love and whatnot. This new claim by the left that this is hilarious. The defunding of USAID has caused 300,000 deaths. This is Joe Rogan and Bono.
Recent report. It's not proven, but their surveillance enough suggests 300,000 people have already died from just this cutoff, this hard cut of USAID. So there's food rotting in boats, in warehouses. What do you think? What is What is that? That's not America, is it?
Well, they're throwing the baby out with the bathwater.
Right.
Right, this is the problem. The problem is, for sure, there have been a lot of organizations that do tremendous good all throughout the world. Also, for sure, it was a money laundering operation.
Yeah.
For sure, there was no oversight. For sure, billions of dollars are missing. In fact, trillions that are unaccounted for, that were sent off into various... They don't even know where, because there's no receipts. The way Elon Musk described it, he said if any of this was done by a public company, the company would be delisted and the executives would be in prison. But in the United States, this is standard. When...
Well, yeah, because Democrats running. Okay, I'm going to tear this apart. I think you can actually make a better argument that thousands of people are alive because we suspended the USAID funding. Because let me remind you, what the Democrats were using it for. They were running their own foreign policy, sometimes in opposition to our own troops, i.e. like when they sent the almost $300 million to the Taliban while the Taliban was actively blowing the legs off our troops, and they were funding them. Trump didn't know it. It was going out the back door. In fact, you can ask the question, would we actually have any enemies if it wasn't for USAID? Because they would be out of money. Would we actually have all the problems we have in the Middle East if it weren't for USAID? Let me explain why. $3.7 billion from USAID to Afghanistan. That would be the Taliban, the people we spent 20 years fighting, those people. $3.7 billion to Afghanistan after the Taliban takeover, and $200 million plus while they were still fighting U.S. troops to help them blow the legs off U.S. troops. Great. We actually spent it enhancing the opium harvest. We enhanced the harvest by eight times. It was super exciting. $2 billion to the PLO. That's a registered designated terror group. And Hamas after October 7th. Yes, $2 billion after October 7th. So you cannot have enemies if you do not pay them to oppose you. And then, you know, how would our military industrial complex make any money to donate to politicians? They wouldn't. See, so that's what USAID does. How about $9 million to the Syrian group that ended up going to Al-Qaeda? We love Al-Qaeda. $3.4 billion to Yemen, whose Houthi regime we're currently at war with. The Houthi regime and Yemen and the government's all the same entities. So you have to pay your enemies to kill you and kill other people so you can then intervene. So I would argue thousands of people are alive because we cut off the 25-year-old Democrat nose rings at USAID from further undermining our foreign policy. But Secretary of State Marco Rubio came at it a different way.
But these reforms had to happen. At USAID, 12 cents of every dollar was reaching the recipient. That means that in order for us to get, you know, aid to somebody, we had to spend all this other money supporting this foreign aid industrial complex. We're going to find more efficient ways to deliver aid to people directly, and it's going to be directed by our regional bureaus, and it's going to sponsor programs that make a difference, and it's going to be part of a holistic approach to our foreign policy.
Okay, 12%. Now, we've cut off all of these starving, dying people, and it's all very sad, right? Or... not?
Even with the reforms we put in place and what we're suggesting is changes to our foreign aid, we still will provide more foreign aid, more humanitarian support than the next 10 countries combined, than the entire OECD, and far more than China. China doesn't do humanitarian aid.
Texture rates on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Silly radio host Keith Olbermann explained it for us. He said, oh, okay, Elon had his fingers close together when he did the Nazi salute, but Corey had his fingers further apart. So Elon, clearly a Nazi salute, but Corey was just saying hi. I don't know why I got the video right here. Let me see. Let's see, Elon's fingers are further. No, I'm looking at it. No, there's no difference in the width of the finger spread there. It's identical. I'm looking at both side by side. Nope, sorry, Keith. Try again. If what Elon did is a Nazi salute, then what Cory Booker did is also a Nazi salute. Maybe they're going to go have their meeting later. I don't know how it works. I'd need the liberal media to explain to me. Texture writes, how much enriched uranium strategically placed underground do the Iranians need to start the Earth's radioactive Armageddon that no one can stop? I don't know. But we caught them over the weekend. Actually, the IAEA did. They were lying to Trump. In fact, they're in violation of their current agreement, secretly enriching uranium for their nukes. Kind of didn't mention it. Going to be interesting to see this week what that does to negotiations. Since in the space of the last 2 weeks, Trump's gone from they must not get nukes, we must blow up the facilities, to, hey, I think I can cut a deal. So kind of wondering if that's going to get scuttled by this. It's going to be interesting. But
attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It looks like, and by the way, I made a mistake. I said that the new head of Poland was a she. I went by the name Carol. It's a he. Sorry about that. Correct the error. The good news is Poland will now make a bid to withdraw from the EU migration pact after the pro-Trump nationalist wins. So it's critical for freedom in the world that the EU crumble. And because it's becoming a totalitarian regime by the day. It's crazy when you think about the fact that less than a year ago, France was asserting the right to bring Elon Musk, Donald Trump, and Riley Gaines to France for trial for things they said online, specifically things that offend transgender boxers who are actually male. So just the fact that they thought that they had the right to extradite Donald Trump and Elon Musk for trial says a lot. UK was asserting the same right, not for Musk and Trump, but for regular American citizens. And nobody was objecting to the idea. I mean, Mike Johnson never said a word. Neither did Mitch McConnell. He was apparently planning to send us there for trial, I guess. I don't know. That's where we were less than a year ago. That's the backdrop here. Now we are, I guess, on the verge of war to protect what's called democracy in Europe. And you can't forget who these people are. People say, well, we've had a relationship for a long time. Yeah, but these aren't the same countries. I mean, when Vance has to go to Europe to tell them, stop putting your political rivals in prison. Has to tell Germany that. No, you can't censor the most popular political party in your country. And Marco Rubio talking about, putting basically visa sanctions on mainline European countries against the censors, those who censor for the EU. There are over 200 of them that follow Elon Musk around online, especially when he does interviews. So it would be visa sanctions. They can't come to America. Their families can't either. Well, I mean, who do we do that for? Enemies? People who lead enemy nations? Like Venezuela? I mean, it's getting ridiculous. It truly is. Meanwhile, a lot of good news in the news. Trump's rescission package goes to Congress today. You know why that's happening? Congress had told Trump that you're not allowed to send it. We're not going to make any cuts until after the big, beautiful bill. But X got a hold of that last week. Big week beat the tar out of the Republican leadership. I mean, they just trended over and over and over again for standing in the way of the Doge cuts till it got so bad that Mike Johnson, who is on vacation, because of course he is, what else does he do? Can't. Best way to thwart the Republican agenda or Trump's agenda is to just not be there to pass it. Mike Johnson actually from vacation had to respond, say, okay, you know what? We will. We'll take up the rescission bill. So this is going to be a really important test. Trump's rescission bill hits Congress today. It's $9.4 billion with a B. And this really, folks, is a litmus test for Republicans, okay? This should be very easy if you're a Republican in Congress. No, we're not funding NPR. We're broke. No, we're not funding PBS. We're broke. And those are left-wing conspiracy outlets. They lie and they get it wrong. For instance, they reported that Hunter Biden's laptop was not in fact his, was Russian disinformation, and even put a tweet up, because it was Twitter at the time, even put a tweet up saying that they were not going to cover the story because it was a conspiracy theory from the Russians. How'd that work out? You paid for that. Look, we don't have the money for this anymore. We don't. So Trump is going to get to send his rescission package to Congress. It needs 51 votes in the Senate and 51% in the House. 50 plus one, basically, to pass. This is going to be a test. Can the Republicans actually defund this stuff? Some of it, by the way, is USAID cuts that stuck in there, that are stuck in there. That's brilliant. Because make them vote no on defunding NPR and PBS. Attach that to it and then let them run in a primary. We'll get rid of them. But that drops today. It's $9.4 billion. So it's USAID, NPR, and PBS. Let's see if the Republicans can pass this. I got to tell you what, if it was in reverse, you better bet even if the Democrats had thin margins, they could pass it. If they were plus one, they could pass it. Guarantee you they could. Texture writes, Tira, how cool. Texture writes, my wife just took the kids to Grayson. Yes, this is the best. If you're looking for a great family trip on the weekends, Grayson Highlands State Park. Oh my gosh. My daughter and I hike. We've hiked all over the place and we absolutely loved it. Right now is foaling season. They have wild horses there and they're all along the trail. They're just hanging out and yeah, you could see them. And you, by the way, you can hike 5 miles in, 5 miles out, do the big 10 miler if you want. But everything, you know, you can see beautiful herds just going a mile in and a mile out. Texture, right? Yo, he followed up. Our 2-year-old even insisted on hiking it. And he had his little walking stick and everything. Oh, how cute. That's so precious. Yeah, so that's what's so cool about it. You can do hardcore hiking or you can just do, you know, hey, we want to show the kids the horses and take pictures. And they'll come right up to you. Texture writes, Tara, Mike Johnson got his vacation from Joe Biden. More vacation is better. Keeps him from doing anything that he is supposed to do. Well, depending on your perspective, I guess. Texture writes, Tara, there are 12 countries in the EU, all with different languages and cultures led by the unelected. That's a slow disaster in waiting. Another texture writes, Bono is what I call a dancing chicken, an entertainer. I never take advice from dancing chickens. I pay them to do their very best chicken dances for me. Yeah. And finally, Texture Rich. Mainstream media and politicians really believe the American people are very low IQ. They are wrong! Exclamation point. We'll see.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.